This is Don Drysdale. The history of the Olympics is full of great competition and great accomplishments. But there are also some pretty strange tales to be found in the Olympic record books. Today, I'll tell you of a couple of the strangest records ever set in the strangest Olympics ever staged. This program is brought to you as a public service of this station on behalf of your local Army representative. Today's Army has many jobs open right now. They're looking for young men and women interested in learning a job with a future, either in or out of the service. Find out about Army training soon. And now, today's story. The Olympics are the most respected games in the world. The honor of Olympic competition is something every athlete dreams of, and usually, the Olympics are handled with dignity and decorum. But once in a while, something goes wrong. Well, that was the case in 1904. The games were supposed to be in Chicago, but instead they were moved to St. Louis as part of the promotion of the Louisiana Purchase Exposition. Can you believe it? The Olympics were run as a promotion. Now, I can understand mistakes being made, but this time, we really blew it. The Olympic records show that only 496 men, no women, from only 10 countries competed. Now, that's so few people that it's amazing. But there was excitement and drama, and I'll tell you about a couple of impossible events that took place in just a moment. First, here's something very possible from today's Army. During World War II, many Europeans were surprised to see combat-hardened American troops taking time out to play a game of baseball. Well, it's much the same today. American soldiers from Texas to Thailand still take time out from their jobs to participate in athletics. Today's Army knows you have to be fit mentally and physically to meet the challenges of the modern world. Train hard, play hard. See your Army representative and join the people who've joined the Army. Now back to our story. It's about the wonderful, wacky Olympics of 1904. Probably the worst Olympic Games ever staged. First of all, they were run as a promotion for an exposition in St. Louis, so they never were built up as anything important. Then, only a handful of athletes showed up. And when they did, amazing things happened. For example, the swimming events were staged in a man-made lake. The swimmers dove in from a raft in the middle. In the 50-yard dash, the Hungarian swimmer Zoltán Halmé tied with a German for first place. The Hungarian claimed that he had won. The angry Germans claimed that they had won. In the shouting match that followed, the judges couldn't make up their minds about exactly who had done what, and a fistfight developed. Finally, they decided to run the race again. Can you believe it? This time, the Hungarian won, and the Germans stormed out of the game. But the strangest event of all was the marathon. It's one of the toughest races in the Olympics, but it's not too hard when you cheat. And in 1904, that's exactly what happened. It was a blistering hot August day when the race was run. 30 runners lined up to race over roads that were covered with dust in the St. Louis countryside. 17 of them collapsed before they reached the halfway point. The heat battered them from above, the dust choked them from below. To make it worse, no one cared much about the race, and few spectators paid any attention. One of the runners was a long-distance runner named Fred Lors. Fred collapsed after running 9 miles. His lungs were full of dust, and he was really coughing from all the dust. He simply couldn't run any further. He turned and started walking back to the stadium. But he didn't have to walk far. A friendly Missouri farmer pulled up alongside in his truck. "Can I give you a ride, young feller?" he asked. "Sure," said Lors, and he jumped into the truck. 5 miles from the stadium, he thanked the farmer and got out of the truck. Then he ran the rest of the way into the stadium, where he was named the winner. Unfortunately, the farmer was in the audience and told the judges that Lors was the same man that he had given a ride to. Well, Lors was disqualified, naturally. Instead, the race was won by Thomas Hicks, who literally staggered into the stadium 10 minutes later. You see, Hicks kept going by using liberal quantities of brandy. And by the time he got to the finish line on that hot August day, he was swacked out of his mind. How's that for a winner? And this is Don Drysdale. The Army will help you make a winner by training you for a good job. So don't cheat yourself. Join the people who've joined the Army. Till next time, so long, everyone.